The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Let me just make a couple more comments, and then we're going to move on. I say this constantly, not to be inflammatory, confrontational. I say it because I believe it. The liberal left destroys everything it touches. I believe that. I believe liberal left programs destroy people. They may be well-intentioned, although in many, many cases, I don't even think they're well-intentioned. Like in California, this guaranteed income. It's ludicrous. It's insanity. What do you mean guaranteed income? Do you have to work? No. Nope, we're just going to hand you a check. But I'm a drug addict, and I'm probably going to spend that on drugs. We don't care. We're going to give you guaranteed income. I'm an alcoholic, and I'm probably going to spend most of it on booze. Well, you see, that's none of our business. We just want to give you a lot of money. Because we want to provide a guaranteed income for you. That's how we're going to reach equity and equality. It is insanity. Can I give you a very, very large illustration? You've heard of the war on poverty, right? You've heard of the war on poverty. Began back in the 60s. Lyndon Johnson was one of the big, big, big proponents of the war on poverty, and the Democrats, the leftists, were on board with that. We are going to destroy poverty. We're going to wipe out poverty because we're the government. That was in the 60s, folks. Many, many, many of you, maybe the majority of you, were not even born then. You weren't even alive when the war on poverty began. And every two or three years, we're going to conquer poverty. We're going to eliminate poverty. Right here in Columbus, we hear this from the left all the time. Here in Columbus, we're going to eliminate poverty. We're going to eliminate. How many times have you heard that? From liberal politicians right here in Central Ohio, we're going to eliminate poverty. And here's how we're going to do it. Question. Have we made any progress whatsoever since the 1960s in eliminating poverty? And the answer is, and I double dog dare you, to find facts, figures, statistics to prove me wrong. Poverty is worse today than when the war on poverty began. It's worse. And the federal government has spent billions and billions and billions of dollars fighting the war on poverty. And we made no progress at all. None. Zero. Zip, zilch, nada. We have made no progress at all. Any reasonable person, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whatever, any reasonable, objective person would look and say, that's not working. Now, the war on poverty has been aimed primarily at minority communities, right? Right? Yeah. The war on poverty was aimed primarily at minority communities, particularly blacks. I want you, it would take me 3 minutes to look it up, but I want you to do it. I want you to look up the percentage of black homes with a mother and father in the home in the 1950s and the early 1960s. You will find the percentage was very high. In fact, there were many years that the mother-father component of a family was higher in the black community than in the white community. And then comes the war on poverty. Here comes the government to help you fast forward to 2021. Years and years and years and years and years of federal welfare, the war on poverty. We are here to help you. Elect us and we will take care of your needs. The black family in America has been absolutely decimated. So that today, 70% or more of children born in the black community have no man, no father, no husband in the home. The family structure in the black community is far worse today than it was before the war on poverty began. Why? Because the liberal left destroys everything it touches. They never keep their promises. They never keep their word. We got an example of it now. Joe Biden ran on, I'm going to clean up the border mess. You elect me, Donald Trump. Remember back in the campaign?
He ran on unity, too.
Remember back in the campaign?
Yeah.
Constantly, you elect me, I'm going to take care of the border crisis. Within days of his inauguration, the southern border exploded with illegal immigrants. And in spite of what he said when he lied through his teeth yesterday at the first press conference in 61 days, there is a record, all-time record number of children being housed in unsafe, unsanitary conditions at the southern border. The United States of America is violating our own laws. Unaccompanied children are not allowed to be kept in custody more than 72 hours. Some of these kids are being held up to 2 weeks sleeping on the ground in cages. The promises of the left are never kept. You may have hated Donald Trump. You may have despised Donald Trump. But he kept almost every promise he made when he was campaigning. He kept almost every promise he made when he was campaigning. And in fact, that's why so many on the left hated his guts, because he did what he said he was going to do. And like I said yesterday, the mainstream media will love you, love you, love you, even if you lie, as long as you smile and seem sincere when you lie. Come on, man. I need your help. We've got to work together. I am your president, and I need your help. But Mr. President, you just lied to us. Well, I didn't mean to, because I have your best interest in heart. I really do. I care for you.
How many times did he say he was a nice guy?
Many times. It is sad, folks. It is sad. I had not planned on getting into Biden politics at all today. Seriously, I got a whole stack of stories here, but this thing in Oakland, California, this will become a pattern across America. Guaranteed income. It will destroy individuals. It will destroy families. All in the name of, we'll take care of you. And it's all about maintaining power. That's what it's all about. It is all about maintaining power. Elect us, we'll give you a whole bunch of free stuff. Well, who wouldn't vote for them then if you're going to get a bunch of free stuff? All right, end of rant, break. And hey, this is Open Phone Friday. If you want to continue the discussion, you may disagree with me totally. That's okay. Give me a call. We'll talk about it. But I'm going to move on unless you want to continue the discussion. 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Bob Bernie Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Bernie Live. It's 4:51 in a few seconds. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE. And that's the number that Nick has called. Nick, thank you for the calling. Welcome. You're on Bob Bernie Live.
Thank you, Bob, for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Allow me to just maybe set this up. I was born in the 40s. I went to school in the 50s. I went to college in the 60s. I've lived all over the United States. And everything that you just said, nothing could be more true. In the 60s, I remember Lyndon Johnson. I remember Kennedy being assassinated. I remember being in high school when it happened. In the 60s, the amount of white families with two parents in the household was right around 78%, somewhere in that area. The amount of families, black families with two parents in the household, was about 68%. Today, respectively, those numbers are about 50% and about 42%. I lived in Cleveland around Huff. I lived in Chicago, close to the South Side. I lived in New Orleans. I lived in Louisville, Kentucky. I want you to know something. That war on poverty, what we did is we gave people the opportunity to better themselves by building housing, by giving nutrition, removed nutrition into schools. We extended food stamps. We did all of that. And what we did, we gave it to people, but the one thing we forgot to do was set some guidelines for the responsibility to take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we've completely rebuilt the inner cities, not once, not twice, but dozens of times, dozens and dozens of times. Because you build something, and then you go drive through it. And I'm sorry, I'm going to say it. In this woke mentality, I'll tell you what, it doesn't scare me. And I don't buy into it, and I'm tired of people calling me because of my race, that I'm a racist because I'm a white person. I want you to know I was an executive in a corporation. I did more to bring in minorities and give them the opportunity to have good jobs, not just jobs, good jobs, helping them get an education, helping them go to school, helping them get benefits. And I did it for low-income, I did it for everybody. Because it was all about who wanted to do the job. It was never about anything else. But this mentality that we got to give everybody something to even the playing field and this, oh, woe is me stuff, it's just a bunch of bulls. And this president, and he can say whatever he wants, he has lied through his teeth, his party has, and they want to get on Trump. I understand. Everybody wants to attack the ex-president. Let's forget about attacking the person. Let's look at what was done. Let's look at what was done. Let's quit hating on people and attacking them because that's all people have.
Yeah.
But with what is being done to this country, with the border, with this mentality of spending is just ridiculous. And I appreciate you taking the time to let me say this, and then I'm going to hang up and listen to your response.
All right, Nick. Thanks so much for calling. Be safe. Drive safe out there.
Thank you.
I realize this is anecdotal, all right? But I'll never forget, Joy and I moved to Wichita, Kansas in 1972. Yeah, moved to Wichita, Kansas in 1972. Joy's an Ohio girl. I'm a California boy. I knew almost nothing about Kansas. But I'll never forget, someone in the church, we were making a visit somewhere, and we drove by a very large housing development, apartments, housing development. And it looked like a war zone. It looked like a war zone. Terrible. Windows were broken out, boards over windows, and it was awful. And I thought, those poor people living there, that is awful. And so I asked the person in the church who was from Wichita, knew the area, and he said, well, those buildings are less than 10 years old. That is a federal housing project. And my jaw just dropped. I said, no. Those could not be just 10 years old. He says, oh, yeah, they're just 10 years old. Low-income, federal, subsidized project. I said, how did that happen? And his very terse answer has stuck with me. He said, that's what happens when you give things to people and ask nothing in return. I thought, what incredible wisdom. Never forget that. We'll never, ever forget that. Hey, I am for federally subsidized housing for people who really need it. But there better be responsibility. There better be rules. There better be guidelines. And if you don't follow the guidelines, you are out. There will be consequences. Because when you do nothing but give with no responsibility attached, let me say it again, you destroy people. You destroy their character. And I believe that you become as responsible as the other person. This thing going on in Oakland is going to be absolutely, positively a miserable failure, as has every program like it. Most of you know that I've gone to the country of Moldova probably 20, 21 times. I was there the first time shortly after the fall of the Soviet Union. And I had a similar experience to Kansas. I pointed to some apartment buildings that were dilapidated. They were terrible. They were horrible. And I said, how old are those? I said, oh, probably less than 20 years old. But they were built by the government. Yeah. All right, we'll be back.